It's time for our look at Maine Black Bear football, brought to you by Clearpoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor and online at creative-ps.com. We're joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, thanks for being with us as always.
How you doing, Rich? Thanks for having me.
Tough one on Saturday. We knew Villanova would be an awfully good team, preseason favorites in the conference. As you take a look at things after a couple days, did you feel like this was a step back for your Black Bears?
Well, I mean, at this point, I mean, you know, we're four games in. You know, we've played two FBS opponents, a very good Villanova opponent. You know, it definitely wasn't how we wanted to come out. So I just think it's, you know, there's some good things to take away from it. But, you know, when you look at the explosive plays we gave up on defense and then, you know, the lack of explosive plays we had on offense, that's really what you can point to in the game, because the game was a quick game, you know, because of that, because the score got, you know, ahead of us and we couldn't recover. So got to do a better job keeping things in front and limiting those big plays.
Let's talk about your offense. I thought there were some good things there. Pretty productive day for Elijah Barnwell, averaging better than 6 yards a carry. Do you use him more? Do you continue that three-back rotation this week?
Yeah, I think you'll see more of Elijah and, you know, his ability to be productive in the run game, and we have to have that. I think, you know, the only reason we were, you know, might have gotten away from it at times in the second half, it was just because of the score of the game.
Mm.
But, you know, you saw what we can do in the run game with Elijah and with a healthy offensive line as well.
Also, great to have Kobe White back there, and he had a number of very good catches.
Yes. You know, Kobe is going to get more healthy each day and be in a position where he can help us, you know, be an explosive player along with some of our other guys in the pass game. So it's very good to see him back out there.
And also, man, what a catch, a highlight reel catch from Montego Moss on the first score.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those catches he makes in practice frequently. And just getting him going as well is important. Getting the confidence built in those guys is going to be huge for us down the stretch.
Defensively, boy, there were moments I thought the defense played really well when they needed to get off the field. They had some nice stops, but it was, again, those big plays that were backbreakers. How do you approach that as a staff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're in the right position a lot of times, you know, but we didn't finish, and we weren't doing a great job of getting the backs down when we needed to. And, you know, we knew they were going to be big backs and, you know, there's a big offensive line, but we weren't able to get them down. So to fix that, I mean, we got to go back and to our fundamentals and everything that we're preaching and just hone in on all the details that have to be there in the run game. You know, we have a great opponent coming up, so we'll be challenged in that regard.
One thing that's gone very well so far, and I know it was a focus in preseason, and that was discipline, and the Black Bears have really cut back on penalties. I think at the fourth fewest in the CAA.
Yeah, I mean, we had four penalties, one that wasn't accepted, but we did have, you know, we limited it to four on Saturday, and we've been cutting that down since the first game. So that's been good to see, is just us playing within the game.
So you get ready for Hampton this week, a new team in the CAA. What have you seen from them on tape? What are their strengths?
Yeah, their strengths are, you know, the big offensive line. They have a big receiver who's nationally regarded, two quarterbacks. They played a freshman quarterback, number one, majority of the time. And he's really got the ability to throw the ball but also run. They do a great job defensively, you know, stopping the run. They do a nice job fundamentally up front. And, you know, their secondary, you know, does give you some opportunities to make some plays, but they're, you know, they're a team that's going to keep everything in front. You know, they're not going to let you get that big play. So we got to find ways to open them up and get on the back end of them. So this will be again, every game is important, and this game is that And we're going to go down there with the right attitude, right focus, for the right outcome. And they're 3-1 right now. They've done a great job in the start of their season. They just come off a bye week, and they'll be prepared for us.
Well, it looks like, looking at some of the scores over the weekend, the CAA is absolutely wide open. You never know from week to week who's going to do what. And we know, you know, from back when you were playing, any given week, anybody in the CAA can beat anybody else. There are no easy games here. But when you start out the way you have, which is obviously not the way you want to begin the season, the good news is you get to put the game behind you and start focusing on the next opponent. Has there been any difficulty in keeping everybody's spirits up and positive attitude as you get ready for Hampton?
Sure. I mean, no one wants to be 0-4. We are where we're at, you know, so that's the reality of it. And, you know, our response will define us. And our response will define our season. So, you know, it's all on us to come out with the right mindset and the right mentality to bounce back. And we have time to do that. We have 7 more games this year. And, you know, we're just getting rolling, just getting started with a lot of new pieces. So I'm excited about just getting back to work on the field tomorrow.
Absolutely. Only play one at a time. Win the game you've got and then go forward from there.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jordan, have a great week of practice, and we'll see you, on the plane on Friday morning.
Sounds great, Rich. See you then.
Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Stevens, thanks. Head coach of Maine Black Bear football with us on Downtown. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor, with everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Find them online at BennettAutoCenter.com. And by Creative Print Services. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services. Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call them at 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.